Today on EPL, we will discuss the idea of confronting the things in our lives that we seek to guide, rebuke, change, or just plain end. They look up
to me. I just get so happy when I get to choose the song.
You always like, choose. Yeah, this is
not, well, that's because you keep us in the way back machine.
She really likes 1996. It's okay.
Was that a diss?
No, that was for real.
And I like
96
too.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Don't get me
wrong.
I know.
That's how they slip it in.
Best music ever made.
I agree.
Best music ever made.
That's
92 to
2003.
Even,
it was
even
great.
Before
that was smooth, though. That was a good
idea. I'm going to the 70s. I'm going to take it back
There's
to the
good
70s.
Stuff then. Yes, yes.
That's fine, but it can't be Throwback Thursday every day. Have you ever rolled in a car with Sheree?
Really though?
You ever rolled and let her play music?
No, I think you ride with me.
I could be a DJ. I could get played for my musical collection.
Now, what would be the age group that you would be playing to?
Any senior citizen home would be glad to have
you on my side today.
No, I'm just asking, which age group?
You know, I mean, the mature and sophisticated.
Because some people do not like hip hop at all. Like
I don't. I'm not a hip hop girl.
See, I'm telling you, she good for 60 plus. The 60 plus crowd, Sheree. Oh, Sheree gonna turn the party out.
I got a sugar daddy I want to introduce you to.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Y'all are silly. Well, welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live, you guys. We're so glad to have you today. I am Sheree Fletcher, and let me introduce the rest of the hosts to you today. To my immediate left, we have the most fabulous and gorgeous recurring host, Miss Michelle Epps.
Hey.
Hey, girl. And then we have my male me, Mr. Demetrius Jones in the house.
Hello, America. Sheree must be feeling me today. Like, it's
I'm
cool.
I get a ring. What's going to come
yeah,
out?
I never know. So, okay. That's cool.
I like you today.
All right. Cool.
I do. I always love you. I don't always like you, though. You know, it's like that sometimes. Last week was a little contentious.
Story of my life.
Just a little contentious. And then last but never least, or she will call you an a-hole. Courtney Stewart.
There's proof of that on my Instagram. Yes. I am Demetrius. Check
that,
it out.
That was an accident that just happened earlier. Hello, everybody.
They call that a Freudian slip, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, Courtney is my militant.
There's
Courtney gonna tell you
up in there.
Like it is. Mm-hmm. Courtney don't play. So how y'all living? What is happening? Oh, let's get our party started. The only thing is with these things, they don't have the pop that we like.
Oh,
something about that
like
pop
need,
just
yeah.
bring me joy.
It lets you know. Like it's.
I don't think Michelle's not drinking, though.
Celebratory.
I'm not.
And why is this, Michelle? Why have
you
we
know,
made
okay,
this decision?
Because now I am very in tune with my body, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is going to cause me to blow champagne and things like that. And I haven't been eating, you know.
Right. Oh, I was going to swap out with you.
Oh, I've been drinking out of this one, yeah. And, you know, I'm into the slim trim Michelle. You know what I mean? Not the bloated one.
Well, I will say, girl, you are looking fabulous.
Thank you.
Yes. Hard work pays off.
Yes. Thank you. Less food does a body good. But I've been eating good because remember we had that milk. Well, I had the milkshake. We had the
Don't say we. Remember
when we were doing our fast?
Yes, I do.
And we had the burgers?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that was an amazing meal for me.
So, right now you're doing pushbacks, like we say. Pushback
yeah.
from the
But
table.
You know what? I eat what I want, but I just do, mm-hmm. like, from mm-hmm. day to day. It's like, okay, today at lunchtime I'm going to have a big meal. You know, or I'm going out to dinner, I'm going to Mastro's or something. I'm going to have the butter cake. I'm going to really,
Ooh,
you know.
Yes.
But then I just have, like, an appetizer for dinner. You know what I mean? So you have to...
Gotcha.
You
and
know,
it's working
planning.
For you.
Yes.
It's working.
And I'm happy. I'm not miserable.
Yes.
And butter cake
right, because you're not really depriving
that
yourself.
Butter cake is real good.
You got some butter cake?
Right? I don't have any butter cake.
No. Well, is the butter cake in the back?
That's what you got any butter cake? But she got cake.
Can I ask you something? Why are they so nasty?
I don't know. Did his eyes go near it? Was it just me?
No.
His eyes were like, you got some butter cake?
No, I saw it. too.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I thought we were talking about butter cake.
I thought we were talking about butter cake.
Because I was thinking about butter cake.
You did this. And you know what? You might not even be aware of your nastiness.
I looked at her side here. I didn't look back
there. Why are we looking at her side when we ask if she likes butter cake?
Why am I asking her if she got butter cake? Of course the girl ain't got no damn butter cake. It's a joke. She got it.
The booty is the butter cake.
Cakes, like, you know, the booty is synonymous with cakes.
Yes.
That's another word. So we were thinking that she was talking about it.
It's okay. That was a slip, Demetrius. It's okay. Your eyes wandered.
Oh, look. See? There's the cake. There's the cake. That's the cake you was talking about, Demetrius?
That's a pound cake.
That's a pound cake.
Oh, that looks good.
Cake.
That
cake,
does.
Cake,
I
cake.
Love pound cake.
Sheree, I think you should make a pound cake.
Can you make a 7-Up cake?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? The best cake that I make is the carrot cake. And then I do cook. Because, you know, I don't really get into the whole baking thing. Because, you know, I cook. But I can make anything. Right. So I'll do that. Next time you guys come, we'll have pound cake and butter cake. And
you should make cookies.
Okay. No, Sheree has to make the cookies. Remember the cookies?
Let her make the cookies. I'll make a pound cake if she made
the cookies. What was in the cookies?
The caramel?
The cereal.
Oh, the Captain Crunch.
Yes.
You put Captain Crunch in
girl,
cookies?
Captain Crunch and they cream were good. Cheese.
I think this
ridiculous. And cream cheese?
Ridiculous.
You didn't even know you were eating Captain Crunch and ridiculous. Cream cheese. She was like, you know it's Captain Crunch in there.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But you that just knew the cookies were good.
They were amazing. You know. Now, I can probably never do that again because that was just me being creative, improvising. I didn't measure anything. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just go on.
I think you could do it again.
Just get in there and try it again.
Just let me know when you come up.
I believe in you.
You just be like, I'm going to do it. And we'll be like,
I'll do it. It's done. It's done.
Yes.
Done. Well, let's get into our show. We're going to talk today about confrontation. And Demetrius, you set this up because this was actually your brainchild and your idea. And I think it's a good one. Come on, Demetrius.
Enlighten us.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
What's going to happen, Demetrius?
I'm about to confront your ass right now.
What I do?
Let me say this. When we start the show, don't be just kicking it. I'm thinking, okay, where are we about to start and all this? And then here you go. Like, Demetrius, set this up.
Demetrius, you know where we're about to start. I sent you the whole rundown.
Look, America. I think we have a confrontation problem in the United States. And so I sent Sheree some links to some various stories that would help us facilitate a discussion about said confrontation. How should you confront someone? Should you not confront them? How should you do it? Should you be adamant? Should you be quick? Should you be mean? And it all started when Ted Koppel confronted Sean Hannity when Sean Hannity asked him, hey, do you think I'm bad for America?
On air.
And he said, yes, I do.
Absolutely.
I think you and the Fox Network, Sean Hannity, for those who don't know, is a commentator on Fox Network. Ted Koppel is a former retired reporter from 2020. Yes. I think that's what he was known for. And Nightline. And so he was being interviewed, and he said, because you all are quick, and I'm paraphrasing, to spread a false narrative and false facts.
Yes.
And so it got me to thinking, was that right for Ted Koppel to do on air to say, yes, you're bad for America? Because that's very confrontational. You could kind of say it in a different way, like, well, I think you could be better for America if you did X, Y, and Z. And that's what got us here to this discussion.
What he asked him.
I don't think he attacked his character, him as a person. I think it was about what you're doing when you're at work. You know what I mean? Right?
He said he was bad. Well, and the guy asked him. So here's the thing. I have a rule. And my rule is I'm not going to ask a question that I really don't want to know the answer to. Mm-hmm.
You, really?
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know.
So goofy.
You sure?
Demetrius, what are you talking about?
Man, because you ask a lot of questions about...
Because I want to know.
Okay, all right. Now
I
want
to
know
the answer. And don't ask me nothing that you really don't want to know the answer to, because I am very truthful.
Oh,
yes. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yes, I will. I'll tell you.
Okay.
So I didn't think, Ted Koppel is not a mean-spirited guy. And the thing is, he asked him the question, do you think I'm bad for America? And he said, yes.
Would you do, if that was a friend, would you tell them that on air?
I think in the moment, yes, because I think it spoke to what Ted Koppel was talking about, given the facts and not, you know, trying to convolute stuff with opinions. And what happens is the public doesn't necessarily know the difference, you know? So, mm-hmm. It kind of illustrated his point. But I think I would. Yeah, I would. If you ask me, so you better be careful what you ask me.
I'm typically ready for the answers that I receive from my friends, and I'm known as the person that'll tell you the truth, but I don't want to be the person that tells you the truth, and I'm an ass about it. Because have you ever heard somebody's like, and I'll tell it like it is. So I think when I hear that, so basically you're an asshole.
But really that's the wrong heart, though. That's the thing. It's I think that confrontation, you have to definitely check your motive. What's the motive? Like, why am I saying what I'm saying? You know, is it coming from a truthful place? Is it coming from a good place? Am I trying to encourage you? Let me tell you, because I want to go into fashion, because that's what we're going to talk about first. Like, the fashion, when confronting, you know, various people that make certain fashion choices.
Oh, okay.
I had a friend that, actually, she's a friend. I can call her, but she's not a, you know, she's more of an acquaintance. But I've known her for years, and I noticed that she had some makeup on that I didn't think was flattering to her. Now, you laughing. No, listen. And everybody who knows me knows that my heart is always good. Now, I'm the girlfriend to tell you, girl, you got something in your teeth. Girl, you got something on your nose. I just did that to Michelle before we started. She had a little bug on her. Girl, you got something on your nose. That's who I am. I'm going to do it because I'm looking out. So I didn't tell her during the event. Because there's really, at this point, there's nothing she can do. It wasn't like, you know, she had like a little smudge or something that's easily fixable. She just had like some foundation that was not flattering.
Like,
you know,
it made her color.
Yeah, like it made her ashy. Oh. You know, some color. So it was just bad all the way around. Now, there's nothing she can do about it. It's not a fixable thing. So I'm not going to tell her during the event to make her, you know, self-conscious and whatnot. So I waited until it was over, and I said, if I have the opportunity, and I did, because we both walked out together, well, her little feelings was so hurt, and I got it, because we have a mutual friend. You know what I'm talking about? Mm. Okay, we have a mutual friend, and she told the mutual friend that, you know, she's like, oh, she really hurt my feelings, and I was like, oh, no. So, I mean, I had to apologize, because my intention was really to help, you know.
That's why I don't tell people things. I don't. Because people are sensitive, or they think you're trying to. Like, I had a friend who was saying she's about to do some business in Canada, right? Mm. And it was a group of us, and we were all supposed to go. Supposed to go to Canada. Mm. So she was like, they were saying, oh, do you have to have your passport to go to Canada? And I'm like, yes, you do. Yeah. And I'm saying, you can't have no felonies going to Canada. The girl took it as I was saying, oh, you got felonies, so you can't go.
Did she have felonies?
I don't
know. She must have.
I have no idea. She was like, I'm not with the such and such crew. And I was like, I was just trying to explain how Canada is very strict.
Yeah.
There's no other country that I know of that's a, you know, a place that we visit often that is like, do you have any felonies? You can't come in. With Canada, even on rap songs, they speak about it. Yeah. I'm going to call Drake so he can get me in the country. Even Drake said, I helped the strippers get in because they had felonies or something, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying?
So, the hardest time getting to Canada?
See, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to see. You understand.
I was detained for, I kid you not, 2.5 hours.
Because they don't play in Canada.
How can you see that?
I don't want to air all your shit out on.
Air my shit. You, I ain't got no shit.
Well, obviously, to the Canadians, you do.
No. This was, I'll tell you, I was traveling. Trey was about 3 years old at the time. Or no, 2.5. And I was with my girlfriend, and we went, because I always wanted to go to that big, big mall that they had there, which by the time I got there was outdated and wasn't nothing. I didn't realize that. Because it was something that stuck in my head when I was little. I saw it in a magazine. I was like, oh, I'm going to go. So they're like, well, where's his father? I said, well, his father is working. He's, you know, they didn't understand why he wouldn't be on the trip with us. And I'm with my girlfriend. What are you here for? And I said, well, I'm here to go to that mall, which I'm sure sounded stupid, because they knew that nobody's going to come from Los Angeles, California, to go to this mall. It just didn't make sense. So anyway, I was,
I think you had a baby. I think they did not tell you why they were detaining you, because they didn't want to tip you off. I don't think it had nothing to do with the
baby. What did you think?
Well, what you think it was holding up?
They eventually told me that. They said, you know, there's a lot of kidnappings.
Yeah, because it's easy to cross in Canada and like driving and stuff. So, like,
what you think they detained me for?
As what I'll say, who said it? Who knows, Miss Magoo? Who knows why
now
you
I
were detained?
Know. Okay, I'm asked later.
You can't be. You gotta share because America is watching.
We need
watching.
To understand. You're confusing our viewers.
You confuse the viewers. No, it's like, what?
I really want to get to what she was talking about.
Like, not telling nobody nothing.
Because I could, honestly, when I heard that, when you said, and you can't have any felonies, I thought that if I was her, I would have thought that you were saying I had felonies.
See, he's sensitive.
Really?
See, yeah, I wouldn't have taken it that way.
If you don't have felonies.
Me either. I would have been like, well, I ain't got no felonies. That ain't no
Have y'all known each other a long time?
Long enough. I didn't just meet her.
Is she somebody that might look like she had some felonies, so she felt like she was being judged?
Yeah, Michelle, like, you judge that wrong.
Maybe she just felt like she was being judged.
Lucky she didn't cut you.
Maybe she felt, no, she is not cut.
So she could have. She probably had some close to felonies.
But I was talking to the group.
I didn't say you can't have no felonies.
I was just like, Canada doesn't
play.
Does the group look like
they would have felonies?
Is she the only one in the group that looked like she might
I can't answer all these questions. This is starting to get too deep for me.
I'm just saying.
I didn't think about all of that. All I was thinking about was the Drake song, how people have, you know, I know a lot of people who have
tried. So now you go blame Aubrey? Aubrey's fault?
No, the point is,
so fashion mistakes. Let's get back to that. Would you confront your boy? Like, what do you think is a fashion don't for a man?
Flooding.
No.
The pants flooding.
Not necessarily. I just saw a dude on Rodeo the other day. It just depends.
We talking about really flooding. Like
it depends on who you are, though.
If you're wearing capris, that's different. But if you're flooding, you're flooding.
Well, so it's kind of European, too, if they're, like, skinny. Yeah.
And they're showing off their socks. It's not.
You can tell when it's intentional.
No one in my crew would do that. That's not how they dress. Yeah. So this is the thing. I don't like it if everybody looks alike in a crew where it's like we look like we're a damn singing group or something. But there is a certain amount of decorum where it's like if we're all... there's a certain way that I expect you to dress. So, you can't look like a clown or something like that.
So what do you do if they are not up to your standards?
We'll just tell them.
You just be like go put a jacket on or go.
What do you say?
I'll give you an example from high school. I remember one time, I'm not gonna say who, one of my boys came
Garland.
out. One of my boys came out. It was me, Alan, and somebody else, and we were going to a dress to sweat party. And this dude come out.
What party?
Dressed to sweat.
To sweat. Oh, okay.
Party.
So you're going to sweat. You're going to be
like
dancing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
He come out dressed like Rico Suave. And so I never forget. I was like, where you go? No, you go change. So he's like, what? This ain't. No, that's not. So then
he probably appreciated it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he knew your heart. You wasn't about to let him walk in looking like a clown. He'd have been clown the whole night.
Embarrassing us.
Oh, so you did it for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't want him to look bad either, but it's, you know, we coming in as a crew.
See, I don't think like that, though, because I, you know what? I don't think like that. And I have friends. I remember back in the day, I would get criticized for my crew. I'm like, I just like people who I like, you know? So I'm not going to, like, there are people that...
I'm just gonna stop. But I will say this. I have seen, like, as guys, of course, we talk, and we will talk about, like, if it's a crew of women and they're all fine, they will be discussed more than if it's a crew of women and one of them is fine. It would be like, Why is her crew like this, dog?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just her.
That ain't right.
But she gets all the attention, and the others might get some fall off.
But then when you're with a group of everybody looks good, it's...
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, the attention is different.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I typically, like, my crew is tall out here. Mm. My crew in Detroit's a little
But you're
short.
Not tall.
No, but... You walk in the room with a bunch of 6'2 dudes, it's like everybody's like, oh,
hey.
And I can hold my own, so it's like, yeah, come on, you know, we about to go do this.
So are you picking your crew as bait?
No, I pick my crew based on how smart they are. So, but I pick women based on how smart they are, too. So,
gotcha.
You know, that's, I'm really keen on like,
intellect.
How smart, smart are you? Because I don't want to get somewhere you do something stupid.
Have you ever had to confront somebody for their lack of intellect? And how do you do that?
I can sit in his eyes. He has.
I'm like, who?
Go ahead. So nobody, do tell.
I just feel like everybody, like, you've never been, like, because there's some
I don't. I'm a little blunt. It's some dumb mofos. And it's not. I'm not really the person that can hide right. that I think it's dumb or I thought you were, and I can't believe you said it. So I just find it. I don't know the polite way to call somebody dumb, so I'm not like, you are stupid, but I'm like, what the hell? Like,
I'm
what
sarcastic with mine. Yeah.
See, mine, me too. Yeah.
But that makes you more of an asshole, is what I'm told.
I might repeat what you asked me, so you could think about, is that what you really wanted to say?
Should be looking at us all like, y'all
you,
some asshole.
You gonna be the militant me next time.
Sometimes, I cannot, but if you dumb... I can't stand it.
You want to know what it is?
What?
Okay. I don't know if you've ever seen The Boondocks. Okay.
I have.
This is Huey. Right here. Right? I picked this up. This is Riley.
I didn't see The Boondocks enough to know.
Am I wrong? I'm right, ain't I? I'm right.
I need to Google this real quick. Should I accept being Riley or should I not?
Do I have a part on The Boondocks?
Who is she?
You the girl that live across the street. What's her name?
She sure is.
What is her name? I can't think of her name.
Shut up.
Now we need to...
You look like her. As a little girl. But you was a little girl with some little blonde puffs.
Okay.
Now we gotta watch
The Boondocks.
Yeah. Watch The Boondocks.
So I feel like I've been confronted.
I think it applies.
Does that make me the granddad?
You the granddad, for real. Now, I know who he is. I for sure know who the granddad is.
So that means yes?
Yeah, okay. Probably. Because I say some crazy
pretty
shit.
Yeah, pretty you do. Much,
like. But so, you're not quite that. He ignorant as hell.
He ignorant.
You're like a combination of the granddad and the killer girl's daddy.
You my daddy.
It's wrong with you.
You always take it there, Sheree.
Oh, Lord.
First it was the butter cake. Now it's somebody's dad.
It's hot. Turn up there.
I'm going to get a sexual harassment suit going up. Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm going to slap you with one way before you slap me with one. That's all I'm saying. Look, you know what he said to me last week? No, I'm not going to say that. Okay. So let's talk. Pull our picture up if you would be so kind. Look at this lovely little child. Ain't this baby cute? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a little boy. That's Jackson. That is Charlize Theron's adopted son, who she is obviously allowing to dress in female attire. He's got a little, for those of you that are actually listening and not watching, he's gone on a pretty little yellow, it looks like a princess dress, like a costume, like one that you would buy from a costume store. And he's got little, sandals on, the pink backpack. And it looks like he's got extensions in his hair.
Cornrows.
So, this is interesting. I definitely wanted to discuss this because this is like confronting tradition. This is traditional parenting. This is not something we would ever see. Like growing up, I would have never seen this growing up. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. Have y'all? Mm-hmm. What do we think of this though? Do you think, is she encouraging creativity? I mean, obviously this is something, he wants to do. I don't know if it has anything to do with the fact that she also adopted a little girl from South Africa. So maybe he's looking at, and she's from South Africa, by the way. So I don't know. Maybe he's trying to emulate his sister. What do y'all think about this?
I got real mixed feelings. Because technically, sociologically speaking, gender is a social construct. We've decided that this indicates if you put pants on, that is manly. Or if you're putting a dress on and you're a man, somehow that makes you less manly and all that. Like, that stuff we've determined. That's not something that's set, we're born with, and we decide. And it doesn't actually indicate anything. It doesn't mean he's gay. It doesn't mean he wants to be trans. It doesn't mean anything. It could mean that he just saw the yellow skirt and thought it was cute. And at that age, he's not having the restrictions put on him by a parent saying, no, that makes you gay looking or look like a girl. So there's some freedom in that is, I think, beautiful and mm-hmm. something that is a freedom, especially as a black child, growing up that will be a young black man, that a freedom in a space that black men haven't necessarily ever been able to navigate in this country because of the way that we have treated black people. Mm-hmm. That being said, he's still going to be a young black man in this country, and this country is still this country. So at mm-hmm. some point, that freedom may not actually match what the world he sort of lives in, and that's why I take issue with it, because mm-hmm. when he gets, yes, he's creative and he's getting to explore and doing whatever, but at some point he's going to come up against what we've decided black men should be and what other people have decided black men are in this country, which isn't always positive, and I don't necessarily know that that freedom is going to serve him in his adulthood. So good, that's why point. I take issue
do
with it.
Do you think, Demetrius, that it's like it's given this it's putting the power in the child's hands. You think it's giving them too much freedom and too much control?
I'm gonna let you make that point. My point is this.
Oh, I'm not gonna make that point. I want to know what you think.
One, when I see it, because she is a white woman, mm-hmm. I instinctively had a problem with it. Mm. Because I agree with everything that Courtney said, but I'm like, her being a white girl, I'm like, I don't even know if you understand
the problem you're causing.
what's going on here. And I feel like, I'm like, because of where we are, where, you know, we're really talking about trans mm-hmm. and gay and all different type of lifestyle choices, I'm like, is that somehow making you make these choices to experiment with this child? Mm. And like, oh, well, let me let him do this and let him do that or whatever because of what's out here in the zeitgeist. And I don't, it makes me uncomfortable. Now, don't get me wrong. She decided to adopt a child. She takes care of the child and deals with the child day in and day out. So I don't know everything, you know, that, mm-hmm. that goes into this, and she could be entirely right. But at the same time, I'm allowed to have this opinion
yeah.
where based on what I know, just from what's being presented, I'm like, I don't like this because I'm like, one, is he like you? Somebody said, is he just trying to identify with her and the sister and their bond? And he's going to miss out on a lot from being a traditional boy mm-hmm. and playing with boy stuff and wearing boy clothes. Because believe it or not, the shit's kind of fun. I enjoy it mm-hmm. a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I don't like this. I don't like it.
What do you think, Michelle? You think it's encouraging freedom and creativity or rebellion?
First of all, she had to call a hairdresser to come braid that little boy's hair. He don't know how to call them and pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Now, the princess dress, he might have saw it hanging up in the closet. That's different.
No, that wasn't hanging up in the closet because who can fit that? She can't wear it. The baby can't wear it.
I'm just saying if we didn't have the braids, too. The fact that you've taken the time to put weave in the hair, like that's mm-hmm. a process. He had to sit still.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean? That's not enjoyable to have to do that. I don't like it. I just feel like I don't like it at all. Like, I feel like she's wrong for this. She don't know no better. Yep, don't know no better. Triple negatives. I said that.
That's
don't
all right.
Because I'm expressing how horrible this is. And like,
why is it horrible though? In because your opinion, why is that
horrible? It's gender confusion.
Okay, it's creating confusion.
Yes, because first of all, when this little boy hits the real world, the fact that a famous white celebrity actress mm-hmm. raised him, and when he gets out in the real world and see white people are not going to treat you the same way that this woman did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they're both from the same place. I do want to say they're both
yeah,
from
South
Africa.
Yeah, but it's still different in
yeah.
South Africa.
No, yeah.
You know, if you black, you black. If you're white, you white.
Shit, it might be worse.
Right.
let's say this. Would it matter if she wasn't white? If this was a black parent allowing their 5-year-old son to wear dresses.
Black people don't do that. No. you don't have to make everybody laugh a little bit. You know, just bring a little comedy. You know, but I think it would change the dynamics a little bit.
A little, but not.
They have enough information that at least if they're doing this, like mm-hmm. the missing link of the blackness and what blackness walking in this country means is not entirely
and
lost.
I have a battle going on here because mm-hmm. I do believe in defying society and yeah. doing what you want, but I feel like when it comes to a child, mm-hmm. I feel like we should get a child to a certain age and then
yes.
let them kind of start making a good lot of point. Their own choices.
So is 5 too young to be doing that?
To introduce this? I'm not, yeah, because yeah. I'm not sure that he can deal with everything that comes along with this at the age of 5.
Yeah.
I know I couldn't. But she might know her son better than we do, right? You know, so.
And that's where I'm open to be wrong. Like, he might say, you know, I know I'm not, I'm a little girl.
Yeah.
It's interesting because now I would have never let Trey wear no damn dress.
Yellow dress. Yellow
no.
dress.
A yellow, blue, green,
what
black.
About red?
It looks like
what about
red.
Red, black. Nah. Hail to the nah. I wouldn't let him wear a dress. But now it's interesting because if I had a little girl and we were in the costume store and she wanted a Spider-Man costume, I think I would be okay with that.
Because that's representing strength.
Yeah.
Like a hero. You know what I mean?
It is, but it's still double standard. We negate sensitivity and delicateness in a man, and that's not necessarily always a good thing.
Just like a woman can be lesbian for a while and then go back, and it's okay to go back into society. You know, whereas a man, when you that whole
different.
You know,
we talked about it,
a little different.
Then
little
you,
different.
It's like, ooh,
that's real talk.
I have to think about that. You've been with a man before? Nope.
I mean, we do. We have a different view and a different expectation of what men should be and what men should be doing and the standards they should be upholding. We're a lot more lenient on women.
I got a question.
Yes.
Go.
So, let's say this is your friend doing this.
This is Charlize, my friend. Yes.
Like, y'all cool. Uh-huh. Y'all tight.
Yeah.
Do you tell her?
Do you confront her?
Yeah.
You know what? I would... Yeah, I'd want to have a conversation because it would be the elephant in the room, so to speak. I'd be like, what is this about? Like, I would try to get some understanding as to the thought process and the reasoning behind it, for sure.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good. I think we have a lot of bad parents and no one, people never want to tell somebody that they're a bad parent. But we got a lot of fucked up kids.
See,
where they coming from?
This is newfangled parenting. That's exactly what this is. So this is an experiment. So we don't know how this is going to play out.
Mm-hmm. But like, is it? But it is this really newfangled? Or is this just some Hollywood shit? This kind of some Hollywood shit.
Yeah.
That's what I chalk this. Because this don't happen.
But Hollywood too dictates and really influences the world. So, you know, some people see her doing it. Oh, then it's okay. You know, they're in the middle of America somewhere. Oh, it's okay to let my son dress like a little girl. But that's what he wants.
Would we be as bothered by it if it was just a white kid with his white mama wearing a dress for the day? Like, completely as bothered? Because I'm not as bothered.
See, then I'm not either.
There's another element to it. But I'm bothered because I think for this child, I'm not even looking at the racial dynamic. I'm saying I think you're confusing this little boy. As a parent, I think your job is there's a reason why children have parents. I mean, God does things in decency and order. And the thing is, you are the parent, so your job is to teach and to instruct and to guide and to nurture. And I think you are, first of all, encouraging rebellion. That's number one. He's rebelling against, you know, who he is naturally. I think we're supposed to guide. Mm-hmm. I do. I think we're supposed to guide and lead. And I would say, baby, no, you know, this is for girls. I would have that conversation. Let's pick something else. If you want yellow, if you like yellow, then let's get you a nice yellow shirt. Or I would guide that behavior because we don't know what it's doing to his psyche. We don't know the seeds that it's sowing. We don't know.
But is it any worse that we've decided that a kid that decides he's attracted to a yellow dress and we're forcing him, like, this is not what a boy does, but we're saying this is what a boy does, you can have yellow pants instead. Are we not really technically doing the same thing because in the end, it's clothing and it really doesn't define who you are, but we're encouraging it to define who they are and what they are. I understand the societal element that, like, you're going to have to answer to society when you walk out the door, people are making fun of you or whatever, but is there not power in her saying, like, yeah, you're wearing a dress, it usually is for a girl, but if that's what you want to do, something's going to... And then power. Addressing that part of it instead of forcing him into the lane that is more comfortable.
At 5 years old...
It's power he doesn't know how to handle.
Yeah.
But at five, who's yelling at him?
It's too... No. But this is... You're training this child up in the way they should go. So you're starting at 5 years old. So, like I said, you don't know what this is saying to him, what this is telling him. and the seeds.
It's a true experiment. Yeah. This is the thing. You're asking great questions. Questions we don't know.
Yes.
And so my thing is, if I'm a parent, do I want to do stuff to my child that could lead to very unpredictable results when I don't have to?
And he's going to look at these pictures one day and potentially be mad as hell. Why this white woman?
Because I just wonder, is it not the same? Because if you're saying like, no, but you're saying like, I don't want to do things that I could, you know, cause unnecessary harm if I don't have to.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But how do you know in this particular instance that the harm that you're actually causing still exists when you force the other way?
Because if I look at the totality of what has happened, when I make a boy wear pants or something like that, on average, it doesn't really do that much.
Unless you end up being a Bruce Jenner or something.
Let me finish. And when those people, but my thing is, Bruce Jenner eventually became a woman.
Yes.
He could have, now him becoming a woman or him delaying that had nothing to do with him being forced to wear pants. It's just a really big deal. But West Hollywood is full of guys who are wearing dresses or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they had to wear pants growing up. You'll be all right. If you really want to wear dresses when you are adult, you can do that. Save some things for adulthood.
If he's 13 years old and he's, you know, saying, you know what, I'm just, you catch him gravitating towards, you know, behavior that we feel is reserved for girls, or he's having some female inclinations. That's a whole different ballgame at 13. At 5 years old, again, I think it's given this kid a little too much power. And I think it's going to potentially create a ton of confusion, and it could create a lot of resentment.
Right. And being a parent is not fun. Like, you got to tell kids no.
Right.
No is so powerful, but it's not popular anymore. Remember when we were little, the one thing I hated, my mother was saying, because I said so.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just it.
Sometimes that's because I said so.
And I feel like today, especially, I don't people really want to be friends with their children.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what? You ain't always, and I don't have kids, but I will say this when I do, you ain't always got to like me. You might grow up and be like, I can't stand MF-er. But I tell you what, you gonna say I was a good dad, that I raised you, I kept you from killing yourself, I kept you out of stuff.
Because we're meant to keep them in line.
The pole.
And this is making him, because what if, He was just going to be a male who ended up getting married. Mm-hmm. But now you put in his head, you know what? What if I want to be a woman? And it wasn't even there. But now he sees pictures.
But can
I feel
you
like
do
that's
that,
an
though.
Assumption. Because
that's interesting. That's the power of suggestion.
But the reason I'm like sort of devil's advocate on it, for example, I'll use my own like life. Up until the age of, actually midway through kindergarten, I was only like allowed to wear dresses. Mm-hmm. Like my dad really firmly, girls wear dresses. You ain't putting no pants on. Like, my dad was strict about it.
His religion is like that.
And I think some of it probably came from faith. And so, in kindergarten, the only reason it changed is because we played a game in kindergarten. I had to crawl on the floor. We were playing cat and mouse or something weird. I don't know. I was like, it's kind of... But I ended up...
Okay.
Because y'all be taking stuff to the next level. But I ended up...
Kindergarten, though.
It was in kindergarten. We were doing, like, whatever. But I ended up getting rug burn. And I used to get so upset. Like, why can't I wear pants? Boys wear pants. Girls wear dresses. And it's the same thing. Like, it's the same communication.
Do you resent your parents for that?
I did in the beginning. I was like, why can't I just wear pants? Like, they don't make me... Like, I'm clearly not confused
about being a
girl.
We're talking about as an adult, though. As an adult, looking back.
I can stay as a child. Uh-huh. The thing is, though, what Courtney's talking about is a practical reason as to why she needed certain equipment.
To cover our babies.
He don't need a dress.
But you don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know what the practicality of that is in his own... Whatever's going on in his life.
No. See, that's the thing. That's what we get into. It's not about what's going on in his head. You really needed pants because you were burning your knees.
I needed pants in that moment because I was burning my knees. But in regular my life, I don't need pants.
Yeah, but
yes, you do because you're on the murky bars and stuff.
No, I didn't. We wore shorts under our dresses, or we had little hoopoe shorts all the time. That wasn't the best example saying I was crawling around, but that just sort of heightened it. Like, I got a rug burn. Why can't I wear pants? But in general, I didn't need to wear pants. I don't need to ever wear pants now. And we communicate. If we're communicating that to me, why is it not the same communicating that to him?
I have girls. And you know, they're in school, and I think fourth or fifth grade, my daughter comes home and tells me, it's a girl in my class that's saying she likes girls. She's bisexual.
And how old is she?
Fourth, fifth grade, yes.
That's 9, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. And so, and it's like, so now I can look at my daughter's face, and she's trying to figure out, is that right? Is that wrong? Should I, you know, I could just tell in her face all these things are going in her mind. And as her parent, I let her know that's maybe what her choice is, mm-hmm. but we don't do that over here. Now, when she gets 18, that's right. on her. But right now, we don't do that.
We've turned it into sexuality and not about clothes. Because he's five.
But it is about clothes, too, though.
Yeah.
It is about clothes, too, because this is the thing. He's in a, I would suspect, I do not know, mm-hmm. but typically when your mom is who his mom is, he's more so in a bubble
yeah.
right now. He's in the Hollywood bubble. So people not going to even respond to him how they probably would normally respond to him once he leaves Los Angeles or what have you. So when I'm looking, I'm not worried about the boy being gay. If he want to be gay or whatever, I don't really give a shit about that. Mm-hmm. My thing is, he's running around in this dress or whatever, and I don't know what that's going to do to him, because he's already
we don't know.
I don't know.
It's an experiment,
and I don't know if that's cool to do that.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
at the end of the day, I'm happy she adopted a black child. Although I think to some extent, I feel when I see this. Like because a lot of people are adopting these black children, mm-hmm. and I'm like, is this like the new trend? This is like mm-hmm. an accessory.
You
like
saw Get Out. You saw like Get that. Out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Yeah. Nah. So,
they raising them up. Deal they body part.
How are you so strong?
Let me ask: Do we really have to end in 2.5 minutes? Okay. Good. Oh, all right.
So, we'll see, though. I'm curious to see. We'll see in like 10 years, like. Charlize could very well be right in hell.
And maybe the world will actually change and it won't be that big of a
but
remember, deal.
In the beginning of time, more like we know with the Indians, they didn't have pants. They had, everybody wore, what would you have called it? It wasn't a dress.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, they wore the little wraps,
whatever. But that's the thing, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's stuff we've just decided. So it's arbitrary. It's not like something that is like defining anything. We've just decided that indicates boy versus
girl. Just like we don't catch our food anymore in the caveman days.
But that's not just that. But that's what I'm saying. But they wear tunics in India that would be considered dresses.
But if he had a tunic on, we wouldn't be tripping. I know.
Or a dashiki. Put him in a dashiki.
Exactly.
But if it looked like it was the length of a dress because he's 5 years old and it was bright yellow,
nothing.
Y'all wouldn't say nothing.
No, that's a
it's friend, only because it's from Beauty and the Beast.
He's dressed as a princess.
Being in India.
Right? That's a princess dress.
He dressed as a damn Disney
I don't even like
princess.
Just seeing, honestly, I don't like seeing it's little girls always running around in these damn princess dresses and they're not going to their quinceanera or nothing like
you're
that.
So
I'm like, why is this happening? What comedian was that talking about running around in a princess dress and soccer shoes on a damn tube?
that's
what I noticed when I moved to Cali. I was like, damn, these little kids be in these dresses all the time.
All right. Really? You know what? We haven't even gotten to like half of our show. So we were talking about, you know, parenting, the do's and don'ts. Do you confront this? You know, how do we even deal with that? I think I'm going to confront Charlize. If you're watching this show, which you probably are not. Don't buy no more damn princess costumes for the baby, okay? Just stop it, because we don't know what it's going to do. We just don't know. We don't know.
So we don't like this regardless of the race of the boy. It don't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter. For me, it wouldn't matter if he was white. Now, I mean, because he's black, it's like, this is a black man. And I think we're a little more protective, because we're black. We're a little more protective of our black
because
men.
We know what he's going to go through.
Well, yes. We know what he's going to go through. And, that's you know, yeah, what happens? He grows up and has a flashback, because what happens is he's in this dress, and apparently they were getting ice cream. So I don't know, maybe he's in the mood for ice cream and he associates ice cream with a yellow dress and so he's married to something. He want to put on his yellow dress while he eat ice cream.
Or
we don't know what's going to happen.
And inspired to be like the best yellow dress designer ever known to woman, and he sculpts the best dresses out of whatever.
Or when he's 14 and 15, he unnecessarily struggles with his sexuality.
And look, they're rushing.
We don't know.
Did she really want to be caught? Look, because look like she's trying to run. Look, that little, the way that dress
is swishing back. You have to know when you leave the house and your baby is in a yellow princess dress and you got his hair all weaved up and cornrowed.
And you know the other thing, I feel like, because I am a son, kids are going to rebel. And if you give them too much too soon, as they get older, their rebellion will become more dangerous. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, if you hold this back, let him wear a dress when he's like 13, 14. Yes. Let him rebel and do this.
Well, why not? Let me ask you this, though. Why not? Trey, we call Trey little nature boy. Trey would be, I don't care where we go, Trey would want to take off his clothes and be buck naked.
Courtney, what about that? Is that fine?
Like, I mean,
there's social tact, again, too. We're doing life together.
Unacceptable, so there's going to be consequences attached to that. But I understand it. But there's still a freedom in that is kind of beautiful.
Let me just go ahead.
You don't ever just want to go somewhere and just be naked? I want to do that all the time.
Yes, I do. It's called my home.
Right. Wait a minute.
Okay, this is the end of our show, but I definitely want to give out, we want to do this Halo Award real quick. So if you could play the video for us and Demetrius, if you could, you know.
I don't even need to say nothing. Just play the
video. Okay, play the video, and just play it to like 36 seconds.
Styles. He's a 13-year-old, plays for Eagles Landing Middle School in Boca Raton. No arms, no prosthetics, and he's knocking down three-pointers. Look at that.
Wow.
Go out and stand on a basketball court. Get behind the three-point line. It's a pretty good distance.
It's a good distance.
You really got to put it up there fairly hard. Most of us do.
Wow.
They're like, get it to the basket.
Okay, thank you.
You can cut it now.
So our Halo Award today goes to Jamarian Styles. Dang. Go ahead, boy.
Man, I was like,
that's impressive.
That is.
Because my three-point sucks. And I got
and he's hitting those in a game. Yes. A game situation.
Yeah.
And they're playing D on him, you know?
He ain't fouling anybody.
No, but you know what? I was trying to figure out, how does he play defense? I was like, he gets in front of you and he takes a charge. And I bet you he cold as hell on taking them charges, too. Mm. So, yeah.
Interesting.
That is.
All right, that's our show, you guys. We're going to close out. Final thoughts, Courtney? Takeaways?
Apparently, I can't let my son wear a dress because y'all gonna judge him. I'm kidding. I, like I said, I have mixed feelings. So, congratulations, Charlize, for taking on the role of parent, because it ain't easy. And whatever you're doing, girl, good luck. Mm. You can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback on that, because having a discussion about somebody's kid is tough.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope we didn't hurt anybody's feelings or anything, but it's something that had to be said. So, you know, more power to you, basically what Courtney said. Mm-hmm.
I'm going
to
say confront cautiously.
Amen.
Ooh, amen. That was a good one.
But where are you at?
Yeah, where you at? How can people keep up with you?
Michelle Epps, everything is all the same. M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E, Epps.
Hey, follow Michelle. If you want to follow me, follow Michelle. And if she take you and everything is cool, then follow me.
All righty, then.
And my final takeaway is, train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. Mm. You putting a baby in a yellow dress, or you're taking him to church? Does he know the Lord? He needs some God in his life.
The Lord, Lord,
needs some God in his life. Balance it out. I'm saying, like, that's...
Because we decided to call it a robe then. That was a dress.
You can follow me, I'm Sheree Fletcher, across all media platforms. And really, my takeaway is, it's okay to say no sometimes. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Holler if you hear me. I shouldn't talk to you.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram it, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Like, well, what happened?
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.